Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, obviously from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And for our upcoming events, including Durango Rocks on May 3rd, go to durangobusiness.org. Justin Osborne with the Wells Group. How are you, sir? So I'll call you.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for having me in today.
Well, you know, absolutely. And I want to ask, how long have you been a realtor?
Got my real estate license in 2002, so this is my 20th year.
Wow. You've been here a while.
I have been here a while. Yeah, I've been in Durango since 99.
Okay.
Moved up here from Texas. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I did the Fort Lewis thing like so many people do.
That's me too.
Got my real estate license my junior year of college, and now here I am 20 years later, fortunate enough to raise a family in Durango.
You know, it's funny when you say it, because I came here 40 years ago this year. In 1982, I graduated from high school, came to Fort Lewis College because an old boss said, go to Fort Lewis. I said, okay, where's Durango? And I've never looked back. You know, I started radio, television, Fort Lewis College, and the athletic office, and this job for 15, and it's like a blink of an eye. But what a great...
Oh, it's great, and it does go by quickly. Yes, sir.
It does. So... And I had two incredible great minds with John Wells and Bob Allen sitting on each side of me. And, you know, I'm going to summarize by saying supply and demand. Supply's low, demand's high. Is that safe to say?
That's spot on. I tell you, I've got a 12-year-old daughter, a 14-year-old son, and the phone ride... our car ride conversations have just been phenomenal in the mornings, because that's what we've been talking about, is supply and demand, and these great Econ 101 lessons that they're able to literally see and experience with me on a weekly basis. But yeah, that's the bottom line, is we've just always had people wanting to move into the mountains. COVID drastically changed that.
Yeah,
rural America started looking really good when all these cities started to get shut down. And
sure,
that demand has not changed.
Excuse me, took a sip of coffee. Now with that demand, I mean, I know I've had people come in and say to me, you know, Jack, we were going to move here after retirement. However, COVID accelerated that, and we've decided now to, you know, liquidate and move now. Are you seeing that as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, the first question we used to get was typically about the medical facilities, arts and entertainment. You know, how far is this home to this location?
Yeah.
Those questions are no longer the first question anymore. The first question now is, what is the internet speed?
Oh.
And so, yeah, when you've got people that were thinking about retiring and their bosses said, yeah, you can continue to stay here in Phoenix where it's 120 degrees.
Right.
Or you can go work wherever there's internet. Mm-hmm. You know, Durango starts looking pretty darn good to those people.
Absolutely. Now, is it safe that your area of expertise is in like ranch land, farmland? Or, I mean, you also have residential in town, but where's your area that you really like to focus on?
Yeah, that's a great question. I sell a lot of stuff. I mean, everybody's pretty familiar with the Edgemont developments that we've done the past few years, and I've had a great relationship with Tom Gordon selling those residential parcels up there.
Mm-hmm.
Do quite a bit of commercial as well. But I think most people that know me know that land is my passion.
Okay.
You know, if I never had to argue over a water heater or a dishwasher again on a contract, I'd be a happy man.
Yeah.
But it's there's just not enough of it here that closes every year to only sell that. And so most people that know me know that I've been a ski instructor up at Purgatory for a long time.
I did not know that.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been an instructor up there for 17 years, and there's a ton of crossover up there selling ski condos and development parcels, and, you know, a ranch up there is 35 acres. It's kind of silly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm very blessed to have several counties in Southwest Colorado and New Mexico where I've sold real estate in. But yeah, absolutely. Land is my passion.
And what is it looking like? Are we seeing the increases? You know, I mean, I know we're seeing the increases, obviously, in town and residential, you know, rural residential. But is land also, are we seeing those increases?
Yeah, we've seen the prices go up everywhere, especially the smaller parcels of land, the 35 acres and under. There's been a huge demand for anything with no covenants, no HOA, simply going back to what we were talking about a while ago, where you've got people in a city being told when and where and how they can leave.
Sure.
They kind of get frustrated and say, all right, we want to buy something with no rules, no regulations. We just want to kind of get out and bring the family and escape. And those properties have seen a huge demand.
Okay.
Where it's a little slower is the really high-end vacant land parcels. You know, when you're looking at building a, let's say, a 3,000-square-foot custom home, and a couple of years ago you were being quoted maybe $250, $300 a square foot. Well, now those same builders are being, you know, they're having to quote $400 a square foot. Yeah. Some of them are even $500 a square foot, depending on the level of finish work.
Uh-huh.
There's not a whole lot of buyers that want to go buy the land, install the water well, install the septic, build a custom home, maybe build a shop or a barn. And by the time they're all done, they're upside down on the place. So we're kind of seeing some of that high-end land just be a little bit more stagnant than the less expensive, more affordable properties.
And if someone is looking, I mean, I always think of the Mesa, you know, out towards the airport, kind of, a, you know, I always say the 160, 172 corridor and that southeastern part of the county. Where else are we seeing some vacant land that, you know, people, if they want to, you know, or, you know, get a double wide or something put on it, where are people starting to migrate to, so to speak?
Well, that's a great question. It really depends on what type of topography they're looking for. You know, I get phone calls every week from clients that are out of the area. They've been to Durango once, maybe when they were a kid, and they remember riding the train, and they're saying, tell me about Durango. And one of the things I tell them is, you know, we're pretty fortunate here where you can decide, all right, do I want to go north and be in the mountains? Yeah, there's less land, for private land.
Right.
Public land, there's a lot of it. But
sure,
going back to what we're talking about, supply and demand, when you've only got so many vacant land parcels to sell before you're boarding up National Forest, the price goes up because there's just not a lot of land to sell there. So you go north, you get into kind of the high country. You know, you've got some ponderosa pines, you got the aspens, you got the spruce. Let's say you want to go maybe out west. Now you're kind of getting into that high desert right at the foothills. You know, the Hesperus, Cherry Creek, very pretty, more affordable, a little more drier.
Yeah.
So I just spent a lot of time really trying to make sure the clients understand Durango's pretty sweet in that you can decide, all right, do you want to go north and be in the mountains?
Yeah.
You want to go south? Maybe east, get some irrigation water, have some 4-H animals.
Yeah.
You want to go west, be high desert. You know, it's really up to the type of topography that you want. And then we can dictate, all right, which direction should we go from here?
Right. And then also, you mentioned, so you're licensed and you can, you know, La Plata, Montezuma, Archuleta, and San Juan, New Mexico, and sell any of those?
Yeah. I've been really fortunate in that I've sold real estate in 9 counties in Colorado.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And 2 in New Mexico.
Nice. So if somebody is looking to possibly further out or further south, then, because I do think of, you know, I've looked at just things that pop up, you know, on my my phone app or whatever, in like the Cedar Hill area.
Oh yeah,
you know, just on the other side of the border, and there's some nice homes. And you look and go, I used to have a house down in Aztec as a rental property, you know, and I always joked and said, boy, I could pick it up, move it up to Durango, a triple, you know. But it is more affordable. You have the commute, but that is something that might be of interest for folks.
Well, and we're seeing a lot more people interested in that, just because of the prices going up. You know, before, it was, okay, if you couldn't afford Durango, then let's look at some of the bedroom communities. I mean, my wife and I, when we had our young kids, we moved over to Bayfield just to, you know, she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. We couldn't afford that in Durango, and so we moved to Bayfield, and it was some of the best time of our life living in Bayfield for 7 years.
Yeah.
A lot of families go to Mancos.
Sure.
And what we've seen is that, yeah, exactly what you said. People are saying, why are we just looking at Bayfield or Mancos? We can go across the border.
Yeah.
We can get some riverfront property. We can get some great irrigation water, have some deeded water rights.
Sure.
We can have some outbuildings. And what would be a $1.5 million setup in Durango, you go across the border and you get it for half the price.
Yeah. And all of a sudden becomes a little more appealing. And, you know, obviously factor in with the gas prices or whatever, to, you know, with the commute, but it can afford you. So it sounds too like when you work with your clients, it is truly, I want to say a consultative type of situation where you really drill down and say, what's your lifestyle? What are you wanting? And what are some things that you ask the buyer, such as that, you know, so you can find out what they want? What separates you from other realtors?
Well, that's a great question, and you hit on something that I love, and that's lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm trying to learn as much as I can about my clients because really that is what we are, consultants. Mm-hmm. And depending on what they're after, you know, there's a lot of things that the computer doesn't show you.
Yeah.
Sure, you can get on realtor.com or you can get on any real estate website. You can learn kind of the statistics of the property.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes boots on the ground with my clients to really understand, all right, you know, where do you want to build this home? Do you want a south-facing driveway so that the snow's off?
Yes.
Or do you want a south-facing backyard where the kids can play?
Sure.
You know, those are two different things.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, they say, oh my gosh, we've never even thought about that.
Yeah.
We've had conversations with our architect, with our builder. They didn't even mention anything like that.
Well, of course not.
And
yeah.
So, you know, it's just trying to understand, all right, what do you want? If you're an outdoorsman like me and you're spending a lot of time barbecuing,
mm-hmm.
You're outside smoking meats, making jerky,
yeah.
I want a south-facing backyard on every one of my properties because yeah. that's where I can spend time in January and February.
Absolutely.
And get that afternoon sun.
You know, it is amazing when you talk about that because I know other individuals where the roof dumps right off, you know, onto the driveway, and I'm going, and it's on the north side. Do you know what that's going to? And they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, your driveway slopes. It's on the north side. And you better have a snowblower and get after it quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. There's a lot of, just really poorly designed roof sheds around
uh-huh.
Southwest Colorado where people come up from other areas and build their home that they had in Arizona or Texas and say, oops, didn't think about that.
Yeah, should maybe change that up a little bit. Well, I think that, you know, something with that, too, is just the importance of having a realtor help you in solving these questions and these issues. Because a lot of time people are like, oh, I'm just going to go out and, you know, or sell my property on my own. And I have always heard that having the connection and having a realtor can really benefit you, mainly, too, because you can get a higher price than what you're thinking.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of good realtors in Durango.
Yeah.
I mean, right now it's a little crazy. I think our number is around 470 licensed realtors just in the Durango Area Association of Realtors.
Yeah.
You know, and keep in mind, that's not counting Pagosa. That's not counting Mancos. We're seeing brokers coming over from Telluride, believe it or not, showing our listings. And I think that's great. I mean, I don't care where they come from as long as they bring a qualified buyer.
Right.
You know, we're not going to discriminate. But you're absolutely right. Yeah. Out of 470 realtors, in my mind, it's silly not to find a good one to represent you and your best interest. And, you know, I was talking to my wife this morning and had to call the plumber to come over and take a look at something that was leaking outside our house.
Sure.
And she said, what do you think it is? And I said, well, I think it's this, but, you know, let's call Dave, get him over here. Yeah. I mean, you would never, you know, work on your own car or work on your own electrical panel or work on your own, you know, plumbing. But these people, they think, oh, well, we don't need a realtor. And in my mind, it's silly not to hire a professional to look after your best interest.
Absolutely. Well, I think, too, then also when it comes time to, you know, knowing the questions to ask and getting the contract and what to look for, inspections, things of that nature. I haven't even asked you, what's the best way somebody can get a hold of you, Justin?
Well, the best way is by either calling the Wells Group or by calling my direct cell number.
Okay.
And I'd be happy to give you that if you want it.
Yeah, what is it?
970-946-3935. And if you call me, you'll get my voicemail to say leave your number twice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll just have to give it to you again, Jack. It's 970-946-3935.
All right. And also you can go to wellsgroupdurango.com and you're listed there and all your contact information's right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. All of our brokers can be found on our website. You can view all of our listings on there as well. And we've got a great IDX search field where you can not only view our listings, but you can view every single property that's for sale in Southwest Colorado on our website at wellsgroupdurango.com.
All right. Well, Justin, thank you so much for joining us. We got to send it back to the studios.
All right. Thanks for having me, Jack.
Thank you. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.